Welcome to the After Show with Tony, Christy, Nikki, and since it's a Thursday show, Joan Lincoln, who joins us on Thursday mornings on 1013.com. She's our fashionista. I'll start off with something. I'll just throw it out there, and we won't answer the question for a few moments. Are there more trees on Earth than stars in the Milky Way? You can guess if you want.
No way.
No way what?
There can't be more trees. There are so many stars.
I agree.
In the Milky Way, our galaxy is all I'm saying. So just think about that. Okay, all right. Well, we'll give you the answer in a little bit here. I know two people who have weddings in their future, and they happen to be here.
Yes.
Ooh.
So I have a question for you, Nikki, before we get to Joan. Are you seriously considering April 3rd, 4321?
So Shane was up for it.
Oh,
really?
Good.
Yes. But the big thing is my mom wants to be here. And my dad hasn't gotten his shot yet. So mom's been vaccinated, but dad hasn't.
Oh.
So getting them here and not having to quarantine, that may be the issue. Darn COVID.
Man,
bummer.
4321 was awesome for a date.
Awesome for a date.
Yeah, it was.
So, and Joan Lincoln, her youngest daughter was engaged. So how nice is that?
Yes, I'm very excited. You know, they're a beautiful couple. They're 26, but I think they're going to wait a year. So, you know, we'll have to see what other numbers line up for them in 2022.
Right. I don't know if it's going to be the same.
Not February 2nd, 2022. I like it.
Oh, February 2nd. There you go.
Winter wedding.
There you go. Well, we'll see how that rolls off their planning schedule.
I'm not sure. Winter wedding. Does anybody get married in winter?
They do,
Tony. Absolutely.
Not as much, but they do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that couple won't be doing a winter wedding only because they had friends that did and they headed outside and they, froze.
Who has a wedding outside in the winter? Come on now.
Eskimos.
Beautiful.
They probably had heaters and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's just crazy.
So this, I think, will be interesting to all of you. And probably Joan most because you worked in the makeup business for a while. Unilever, is that say Unilever or Unilever? What is Unilever? The company that makes a bunch of personal... Unilever. They are dropping the word normal from around 200 skin products. You know, like for normal hair or for normal skin. You've seen that on packages?
Yeah.
They're dropping that. Yeah. Because, first of all, what's normal? You know, who knows
it? And who actually has it?
I'm normal.
Really?
If you need to know what normal is.
You're normal. Nikki, I got news for you, Nikki. Whoever told you you're normal.
I am so normal.
They're definitely not normal if they told you you're normal.
Yeah, really. But what they did is they pulled about 10,000 people in 9 countries, and 70% of the people said normal has a negative impact. Almost 3/4 of them said it normal. Just nobody feels normal, I guess.
No, nobody. You know? That's the thing. Nobody does. We all have our own issues with our own, especially our hair. One has frizzy, one has thin, one has straight, one wants it curly. Like there's so many things, so many other things going on there.
Yeah. Right. So what's normal anymore? Who knows? But so that'll happen over the next year.
You're not normal. Will you hang it up?
Wait, Tony, were they addressing like skin care specifically? Or?
No, skin, hair, other
all
products basically. Yeah, all just the products that they have.
Because a lot of things do say normal to oily or normal to dry or just normal.
There's nothing out there that's normal.
I don't have anything that's normal.
And Nikki, you don't want to be normal. It's like living a vanilla lifestyle.
Oh, honey, normal's so boring.
Yes.
Of course, I was being facetious.
I know. I like your kind of normal. I wish more people were normal like you.
Well, speaking of normal, guys, life is starting to get a little more back to normal for me.
Okay.
Not really, but kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know that I've been working out at the Y for months, ever since we were allowed to go back. I've been there. I would say, 5 days a week, I'm there. And I know that, this may be scary to a lot of people, but we wear our masks, we check in. There's, if anybody, got COVID, there would be contact tracing. All these months that I've been back at the Y, I've never been contacted that I was exposed to anybody. Never gotten sick. And, you know, I'm doing group exercise classes. Mm-hmm. So I was at my HIIT class yesterday.
What class is HIIT?
Oh, HIIT is high intensity interval training.
I thought we were walking around hitting people.
No, no. That would be Christy's version.
Yes.
So I'm in there and I see more dots. There are dots on the floor for where you can be in the room. Like each person has their own dot so that you stay a certain amount of, away from people. We have more dots in the group exercise room.
Oh, so they're going to include more people.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have, we used to have to enter through one door and leave through another. Now we can enter and leave through the front door.
Okay.
And of course, I'm so used to doing what we've been doing for all these months during the pandemic. I tried to go out the other door that we had been going out of, and the alarm went off in the whole side.
Leave it to Nikki.
There's normal Nikki doing it again.
But I'm just, it made me so happy that you know, I'm seeing progress.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's thanks a lot to people getting vaccinated as well.
I think
that's helping.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm scheduled. I'm so excited.
When is your shot?
Tuesday at 3 at Wegmans East Avenue.
Wegmans, aren't you special?
Well, I'm excited about the fact that an actual pharmacist is going to probably be injecting me. You know, so
yeah.
I'm happy about that. I was working hard to get a vaccine, and it happened yesterday. Woohoo!
Is it the single dose, the Johnson & Johnson one, or no?
I believe
know.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Really? Did they tell you it's the Johnson & Johnson?
No, they didn't.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people don't know what they're getting. Usually you can't find out what you're getting.
Maybe she doesn't know yet.
Okay. Interesting.
I'll keep you posted.
Yes. Please keep us updated, Joan. Well, Nate had a project the other day at school, and he came home, and once again, he asked for Jason's help. Like, apparently I'm not good enough now. But then when I found out what it was fine. It was for tech class, and you have to make the lightest car that you can with your own materials, but the teacher will provide the wheels. Wow. So Jason was like, well, how big? What kind of materials? So Jason was going out in the garage. He was so, because this is like Jason's thing, right? He's mm-hmm. like, oh, you could do styrofoam. That's super light.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah.
So he got him some styrofoam. And then Nate was like, well, we can't use tools to like cut anything. Like, and Jason goes, that's okay. Let me get you some sandpaper. You can sand things down. And so he sent him to school with cardboard and paper towel rolls and toilet paper rolls and cardboard, styrofoam. Nate comes home, everything's still in the backpack, except for the paper towel roll.
Yeah, there it is. Put wheels on that.
No. So I said to Nate, I go, so what did you end up using? I see all this stuff in here. He goes, oh, the teacher had popsicle sticks, so a couple of his buddies and him did that. I go, he goes, well, I did use one thing, though. I go, what'd you use? He goes, the paper towel roll. I go, okay, what'd you do? Made a kid into a car? He goes, no, I used it in the classroom to yell at everybody. You know, the paper towel roll?
Yeah.
I said, you are my kid.
Exactly.
Okay. Finally, now we know. So that was cute.
That's really cute. That's cute.
I love those projects when my kids were in school. Ooh.
Jason said, found out he didn't use anything, and he goes, can I make one out of one of these things? Can you ask the teacher? Can I send it in and see if mine's the fastest? Because I told you what you need to do.
Oh, God.
I was like, easy competitive.
I know. He should have your boy join the Cub Scouts so they can do the Pinewood Derby.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, Jason did that all through, like, a while. I don't know how far he got, but, yeah, he did all that stuff, in Boy Scouts.
He would be the best Cub Scout leader.
He would be.
Yes.
He missed his calling. Yep.
He can add it on.
There's still time.
He can still do it.
He's too busy with the sports now.
Yeah.
Nate, not Jason. Jason can still do it.
Yes.
Just grab someone else's child.
That's right. That's good. So are there more trees on Earth than stars in the Milky Way galaxy? Who says trees? Nobody?
No, I say stars.
I said stars, too.
I say stars.
You're all wrong.
Oh, man. I mean, I said trees.
Yes.
Seriously?
There are 3 trillion trees on Earth versus as many as 400 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy. Now, I'm not counting the universe, just our little galaxy where we live, okay?
Huh. I thought there were more than that. And you know what, Tony? Number of trees almost amounts to the same for that COVID relief package.
3 trillion, you're right. No kidding. That's beautiful. Just 1 trillion short.
Yeah, that's it. 1.1. You know, what's 1.1 trillion?
Oh, wow.
Jeez, yeah, unbelievable.
Good
so,
Lord.
Yeah. So, isn't that amazing? And here's the weird thing, okay? Because, like, okay, I do a lot of drives in the country in the summertime. It's my favorite thing to do. Kim and I get in the car, we just meander. We get lost on purpose. We just end up, anywhere. And I've been doing it since I was a kid. When I first learned how to drive, I'd get in the car and I'd drive out in the country and I'd get lost and I would look for the Xerox Tower. And I'd aim toward the Xerox Tower because I can get home close enough to any part of town I could get home from if I saw the Xerox Tower. But I noticed, obviously, zillions of trees. And I always wondered, how many trees are there? And it's, how do you even figure out counting? Obviously, you got to count by satellite or something now. But mm-hmm. 3 trillion, there's the number. So I finally got my question answered. And that's 100 to 400 billion stars in the galaxy that they know of. Okay, you're right. We can't guarantee this. Can't guarantee the validity of that.
Yeah, because, there are more. I know it.
When the guess is between 100 and 400 billion, there's a little wiggle room.
There is.
Yes.
Plus or minus.
Plus or minus 100 billion. Mm-hmm. Margin of error is 100 billion. So, It's a little goofy, but it's interesting because we need the trees.
I was going to ask if that was before or after an ice storm,
Yeah, right. Oh, I know.
Right. Takes down so many.
I know. So, all right. Is that it, ladies?
I think we're good.
Podcast. Share the pod. If you would all put the podcast, when it gets up, when Christy puts it on warm1013.com, if you would share it on your Facebook pages, all of us, we would get maybe more listeners to tune in and stuff. So it'd be kind of fun. All right.
Ooh, okay. Goody, goody, goody.
Got it. She really needs to be a cartoon character.
Really, no kidding.
Normal Nikki. I like it.
Normal
That's what
Nikki,
she's going to be. Joan said it earlier.
No, not normal Nikki. That's what it is.
Oh, not so normal Nikki.
I'm so normal.
You are so normal.
Okay.
All right, gang. Sayonara.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.